Solar dominates CPUC transmission plan recommendations despite cost increases, written by David Krause and read by an automated voice. The California Public Utilities Commission is recommending the state build another 68.5 gigawatts of new solar generation resources by 2045, despite new tariffs on imported goods and the planned elimination of certain federal tax credits that will increase the cost of renewables. The CPUC's new order instituting rulemaking issued September 30 includes the agency's 2026-27 Transmission Planning Process, or TPP-based Case Energy Resource Portfolio, which CAISO will use to help decide what new transmission infrastructure is needed in the state. Build rates for solar resources in California have averaged between 1 and 3 gigawatts/year, but the base case portfolio calls for build rates between 4 and 7 gigawatts/year going forward. The largest amount of new solar generation in the base case, about 19 gigawatts, would be built in San Diego Gas and Electric's and Southern California Edison's Arizona region. The additional energy resources and accelerated build rates stem from the California Energy Commission's 2024 Integrated Energy Policy Report, or EPER, which showed higher demand and peak load than the 2023 EPER ruling says. The state now needs up to 30 gigawatts more capacity than estimated in the 2025-26 TPP. In the ruling, stakeholders told the CPUC that the elimination of certain tax credits associated with renewables will have negative cost impacts on ratepayers. Utility-scale solar is expected to see a levelized cost increase of 73% to 90% due to the elimination of the federal investment tax credit and production tax credit, while levelized costs for onshore wind are expected to rise 14% to 150%, the order says. The CPUC's model assumed that wind and solar tax credits will end, specifically for projects that are not under construction by July 4, 2026. Energy storage and clean firm technologies retain tax credit eligibility through 2032, the order says. RTO Insider asked the CPUC why its resource model recommended such a significant amount of additional solar generation despite the increasing costs. Though the model now accounts for the large increasing cost of solar due to new tariffs and tax credit eliminations, there are also increases in cost for other candidate resources, the CPUC responded. Overall, the cost of the energy transition has increased due to the loss of the tax credits. Despite recent cost increases, solar energy remains a competitive avenue for reaching the state's clean energy goals and steadily growing demand. As for tariff impacts, solar generation and lithium-ion battery storage will see the largest cost increases because most of their components are built in China and Southeast Asia, the order notes. The model's resulting weighted average tariff is 29% for onshore wind, 70% for utility-scale solar, and 122% for lithium-ion battery storage, the ruling says. The battery storage supply chain is uniquely dependent on imports from China, which is subject to some of the highest tariffs overall under current federal policy, the ruling says. The CPUC's resource model assumes that the current tariff policy will last through 2029. However, the model does not consider the fact that China has been flagged as a foreign entity of concern. Wind and other portfolios. In the base case portfolio, out-of-state wind capacity needed by 2045 came in at 19 gigawatts, the second largest volume of new resources, behind solar. In-state wind finished in third place for needed generation resources, totaling 7.7 gigawatts by 2045. Additional battery storage resources came in at about 25 gigawatts in the base case portfolio. The rulemaking also included a least cost resource portfolio, which recommended slightly more solar generation, 71.5 gigawatts. And the ruling included a limited wind sensitivity portfolio, which the CPUC built due to the recent lack of wind development in California, the recent increased difficulty of permitting wind in California, and the recent changes in federal policy toward wind projects, the rulemaking says. The limited wind portfolio is not intended as a policy preference but rather is meant to show transmission capacity needs if less wind capacity is built in the coming years, the ruling says. Offshore wind shows 0 gigawatts in this portfolio, whereas in the base case portfolio, California is projected to have 4.5 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2045. Solar needs soar to 83.2 gigawatts by 2045 in the limited wind portfolio,